All right, so I'm assuming you might have seen the video where I did. Oh my God. Okay, so you might have all seen the video of where I did the Warrior Cats as a Hunger Games simulator. Now I'm throwing Wings of Fire in there because we have to do both parts of this podcast. And I did write a script. I'm just reusing the same one I used for the Warrior Cats one. I honestly think I'm getting better at ab loading. Anyway, before I make a giant mistake, let's just hop right into the reaping. In District 1, we have Clay and Tsunami. In District 2, we have Glory and Deathbringer. In District 3, we had Sunny and Peril. We have District 4, we have Starflight and Morosier. Screw districts. Darkstalker, Clearstrike, Sundew, Fathom, Moon, Winter, Blue, Fatespeaker, Cricket, Hawthorn, Vermilion, Cliff, Kestrel, Scarlet, and then there aren't as many characters in Wings of Fire as there are warriors. So I am so sorry about the notification beeps. And so then we and then District 12, we just put Burn and Dune because we need more sand wings in this. Proceed! As the tributes stand on the podium, the horn sounds. Fathom grabs first aid kit and runs away. Who did this? This is so accurate. Starflight and Kestrel fight for a bag. How is Kestrel the one that gives up and retreats? Oh well. Vermilion and Glory fight for a bag. Glory loses. Aw. Glory would normally not let her lose. Tsunami runs away from the cornucopia. Cricket and Moon fight for a bag. Cricket wins. I want to see Cricket and Moon fight, like actual fight. I do think Cricket might win in the end. Dune finds a bag full of explosives. I don't want to know what he's going to do with them. Hawthorne throws a knife into Cliff's chest. No, he was my favorite character on here. I spelled Deathbringer's name wrong. Oh, am I going to redo this? No. Sunny, Morosier, Fatespeaker, and Sundew share everything they gather before running. Somebody should not be there. I'm looking at you, Morosier, whose name I also spelled wrong because I was rushed while making this list. Okay, proceed. Day one. And this is still called Warrior Cats from the previous video. It's not even a video. It's 8:30. Please don't blame me. Morosier tries to spear a fish with the trident, but fish reject him. He can't do anything. Cricket tends to Glory's wounds. I like that. That seems something that would happen. Clearsight searches for a water source. Tsunami practices archery. I don't think Tsunami would be very good at archery. Kestra receives a hatchet from. I haven't decided what the unknown sponsor is going to be. Kestra receives a hatchet from somebody. Winter also practices archery. Blue steers from Fatespeaker. Why are all the sweet beans getting screwed in this? Vermilion sprains his ankle while running away from Queen Scarlet. That literally happens in the 8th book. He didn't sprain his ankle, but he was running away. Fathom injures himself. That's a Fathom thing to do. Dune sprains his ankle while running away from Starflight. Why is Starflight vicious all of a sudden? Okay. Darkstalker makes a wooden spear. Apparently, he doesn't have magic in this. Deathbringer sprains his ankle while running away from Sundew. Clay also. What is with everybody practicing archery? Peril is unable to convince Burn not to kill her. How is Burn, of all people, going to kill Peril, of all people? I'm so sorry about these beeps. Sunny discovers a river. Hawthorne explores the arena. Moon searches for a water search. Two cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Cliff and Beryl, they're my two favorite characters. I don't have a defined favorite character, but those are one of my favorites. Some of my favorites. Night one, Deathbringer receives an explosive from somebody. Fathom goes to sleep. Fathom's doing absolutely nothing. Kestrel thinks about winning. Moon cooks her food before putting her fire out. Sundew quietly hums. Vermilion and Fatespeaker run into each other and decide a truce. Clay and Sunny talk. Why are Clay and Sunny talking about the tributes as if they're going to murder them? Winter begs for Tsunami to kill him. Tsunami being Tsunami, says okie dokie and kills Winter. Cricket begs for Morosier to kill her. He refuses, keeping Cricket alive. This makes no sense. Tsunami obliges for Winter to kill her, but Morosier won't kill Cricket. This just like doesn't make any sense. Darkstalker thinks about winning, and he has this little smug smile on his face, and he's marooning, and he's looking over a scroll, and he's thinking about, oh, okay, I'm gonna stop. friend goes to sleep after murdering my favorite character. I should stop saying I have favorite characters. Hawthorne forces Starflight to kill either Clear Slate or Dune. So Starflight just kills Dune. What? Starflight's an absolute savage. Scarlet crimes a betrayal. Blue receives an explosive, knowing him he's not going to use it. Glory falls into a fit and dies. You have bloomin' wings! They don't take an account for that. Scarlet, Hawthorne, Burn, and Blue hunt for the tribute. Someone should not be there. Someone should not be there. It's three villains and then our sweet little bean. Morosier, Sundew, Fate Speaker, and Moon track down and kill Kestrel. My friend who likes her is going to be very upset. Fathom stares Clear Slate off. I feel like every character who was ever nice in this series is suddenly very mean here. Vermilion and Clay work together for the day. Sunny makes a little wooden spear. Darkstalker searches for firewood. Tsunami sees smoke rising in the distance. Against all of her characters throughout the entire series, she decides not to investigate. Deathbringer goes hunting. Cricket severely injures Starflight and leaves him to die. Why? No, I mean, I know he was acting a lot of character. That doesn't mean he had to die, and it was by Cricket. Clay destroys Moon supplies while she's asleep. That's just mean. Fathom spears Sunny in the abdomen. Again, all the nice characters in the series are suddenly absolute demons here. Tsunami fends Sundew, Clear Slate, and Scarlet away from her fire. I don't see why the fire is so important. She's a sea wing. Where did she even get the fire? Hawthorne defeats Blue in a fight, but spares his life. Fate Speaker tends to Cricket's wounds. Cricket has wounds from murdering Starflight. Deathbringer sees a fire. In character, he stays hidden. Darkstalker tries to treat his infection. Vermilion receives clean water, and Vermilion and Blue receive clean water from somebody. Nobody knows who. Hawthorne and Clay split. Why are Hawthorne and Clay working together? Morosier begs for Clear Slate to kill him. She obliges, killing Morosier. That is the most un-Morosier and un-Clear Slate thing to do yet, for the both of them. Okay, this is in character. Starlet stabs Moon while her back is turned. Like, that's the only in-character thing that has happened this entire time. Fatespeaker travels to higher ground. Burn runs away from Deathbringer. And I spelled Deathbringer. Sundew receives medical supplies from somebody. Nobody knows who. Blue stabs Darkstalker while his back is turned. Cricket stabs Vermilion. Why? The nicest characters stab the meanest characters. Tsunami explores the arena, and then Fathom just collects fruit. Fathom's the only one in character this entire time. Just going to say that right now. The arena event. The remaining tributes begin to hallucinate. Cricket survives. Fathom survives. Clear Slate miraculously survives. You know, she was the one with head problems. Tsunami and Sundew decide to jump down a rabbit hole into Wonderland, which turns out just to be a pile of rocks. Why am I laughing? Jump down the rabbit hole into Wonderland. It just turns out to be a pile of rocks. I want this to be like a consistent thing. The beeps. Deathbringer survives. Hawthorne mistakes Fate Speaker for a bear and kills her. Scarlet and Burn survive. Blue hugs a tracker jacker nest, believing it to be a pillow. Either that's a very dangerous bird of prey, or it's a type of bee. Either way, I think he's dead. 9 cannon shots. Yes, Blue died. No. Blue died. Blue, Fate Speaker, Sundew, Tsunami, Vermilion, Darkstalker, Moon, and Morosier, and Sunny are all dead. I don't think you just heard a word I said. I talk fast. Cricket and Burn run into each other and decide to truce. Hawthorne cooks his food before putting his fire. He's a leaf wing. Where did he get the blummin' fire? Clay fends Fathom, Clear Slate, and Scarlet away from his fire. Deathbringer screams for help. Glory's dead, Deathbringer. Suck it up. You own throwing knives. Or were they throwing stars? No, they were chakrams. The feast. Hawthorne does not go to the feast. Clay severely slices Deathbringer with a sword. Clear Slate doesn't go to the feast. Scarlet stabs Fathom with a tree branch. The only thing that ever makes sense in these Hunger Games. Cricket cannot handle the circumstances and commits suicide. Blue is still alive. I don't see why. Burn stuffs a bundle of dry clothing into a backpack and sprints away. I mean, this was pretty in character, except for the... That was pretty in character. Scarlet chases Clay. Burn is pricked by thorns while picking berries. Isn't Burn carnivorous? Hawthorne steals from Clearsight while she isn't looking. They're actually getting into character. Deathbringer, Fathom, and Cricket are dead. Oh, great. Wait, so it's just Scarlet, Clay, Clearsight, Burn, and Hawthorne left. Ooh, and it's only night four. Oh. Scarlet defeats Clay in his life, but spares his life. Oh, we're back to being out of character again. That's nice. Burn and Hawthorne run into each other and decide to choose for the night. And Clearsight screams for help. They're back in character again. Clearsight collects fruit from a tree. Scarlet receives clean water from somebody. Clay receives fresh food. And Burn sprains her ankle while running away from Hawthorne. No cannon shots can be heard. Hawthorne convinces Burn to snuggle with. I'm hitting myself if you can't tell. Scarlet stays awake at night and clinging. Is night five just going to be love romance? Because I cannot do this at 8:43 in the afternoon. Burn silently snaps Hawthorne to the edge. Yes! She set him up! Scarlet and Clearsight split up for resources. Clay hunts for other tributes. One cannon shot him here in the distance. Hawthorne. Clearsight loses sight of where she is. Yeah, head problems. Yup. Burn kills Clay with a sickle. Scarlet questions her sanity. She's like holding her face like, why? Why? Why am I even still alive? Burn defeats Clearsight in life and spares her life. Scarlet accidentally steps on a landmine. Wait, it's just Burn and Clearsight. I mean, in real life, Burn would win this fight. Because Scarlet was dumb and slipped on a landmine. But actually, I'm about to hit proceed. Clearsight snaps Burn's neck while her back is turned. Meaning, the winner is Clearsight from District 5. All right, Clearsight. That was not expected. So, Clearsight had 2 kills, Burn had 3 kills, Scarlet had 2 kills, Clay had 1 kill, Hawthorne had 2 kills, Cricket had 2 kills, Fathom had 1 kill, Deathbringer had 0 kills, Blue had 1 kill, Moon, Winter, Sun, Dew, Tsunami all had 1 kill, and then nobody else had any kills. So, yeah. Oh, Starflight had 1 kill. Honestly, it was a pretty mellow Hunger Games. All right, that concludes... Oh. Okay, here we go. All right. Well, that ends this series. That ends this. All right. I didn't script this, and now I'm paying the price. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. I think that's it. Shout out to Carol. From the podcast For Scavengers by Scavengers, because she asked me to, and I'm a nice person. And I'm pretty sure she went around the internet saying nice things to everybody on the podcast, which I just really love. So yeah, shout out to her. She deserves it. And I did that brantsteel.net. You have to be, like, acknowledge that, oh, this is character death, whatever, but yeah. Now, before you suffer any longer, I just want to say goodbye. Thank you. There will be no outro to this.